Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. It's time for another damn episode of TC Talks. Stu, say hello to the crowd, my friend.
Howdy. Hey, we're back.
We are back. Sorry for the hiatus. That was totally my fault. Although Stu was hungover, I'd just like to point out. It was a bit rough. But he still stayed up to watch the Super Bowl. What a hero.
I know, I did. I actually watched it all as well.
That's pretty bad, really.
I had a lot of coffee that day.
I can imagine. But guys, welcome to another episode of TC Talks. Here we are at episode 5. Today we're going to talk about virtual reality, which is going to be pretty cool. It's something that I really enjoy, virtual reality. But without further ado, we do have a special guest this week. It's not just the old Thumb Culture logo that's going to sit down there. We have got the one and only Cal from the team. Here he is. There he is. On the screen for your viewing pleasure, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Cal. How you doing, Cal?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yourself? How are you guys?
I've had a rough one. Rough week this week. But, you know, it's looking up. The sun is shining, which is all we can ask for. So, obviously, Cal is from the team. He's from the review team. And we do try and get an extra guest on as much as possible because, at the end of the day, I could just speak to Stu anytime about this kind of stuff, and it wouldn't create much fun. So we thought we'd get a third person on. Basically, it's to balance out the fact that, you know, us two look so similar, as people always like to point out. I mean, I'm growing my hair now. You can't tell from that angle, but I'm trying to grow my hair to try and not look to as much like him. I mean, it's not going particularly well.
You do look very similar, I must say.
It is scary, Cal. Do you really want me to blow your mind?
Go for it.
Sure.
Where are... No.
He's got the glasses. Yeah.
It's quite scary.
That's brilliant. You know what I should have done, Stu? The other Stu? I should have worn your Stag Do t-shirt. Just got your massive face
right on his
chest.
Nice.
Three stews.
We would have made you stand up throughout the whole thing, though. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I've been sat down all day, so that'd be okay.
There we go. Well, for new listeners out there, thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this. You are either watching it live on Twitch, in which case you should be talking to us. Alternatively, you'll be watching it on YouTube, which is where we put the rerun. Alternatively, you could be watching it on one of the many, many streaming apps. Now, I'm feeling that we need to get one of those. You know, when you used to watch adverts and it used to show the terms and conditions right at the end, and it was like terms and conditions, blah 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 blah. We need to get something like that, so I can just go like click and it goes like Spotify, iTunes, Google, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. We are everywhere. We are absolutely everywhere.
It's cool, scary.
Though. It is actually really cool. Wow, the places we are. And it's places that obviously feeds back, piggyback off other feeds, which is a weird one, which I only recently discovered by looking at this. It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. I have to admit, it is kind of cool see how many places we're at. And there he is. There is the one and only God of Mods in the chat. God Prophet Roll, how you doing, buddy? Too much top hair. Who hath brought the toupee? I like it. But so this week we're going to follow the same. Darth is a bit quiet. Unfortunately, I can't do anything about that because my Streamlabs has decided to not allow me to adjust everyone's audio individually. Which is
weird,
a joke, but it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Charlie, how are you doing? So this week we're going to follow the same schedule and the same layout as possible, and then we're going to be talking virtual reality on the main feature. So without further ado, let's bring in the welcome graphic.
Ooh.
I am looking forward to our sound effects coming for all of these.
Coming soon, right?
Coming very soon. I've been assured that the artist is working on them as we speak. So this is the welcome section. This is for everybody who doesn't know what we do here at Thumb Culture, and we just give a little blurb about what we do. So we are a game review website who specializes in game reviews, but we do dabble in other bits and pieces. We do have a YouTube channel and a Twitter channel and a Twitch stream, as you know, Facebook, Instagram. We've got a website where you can read words on the screen. But I'm not going to bother you with all of those links, because if you're in here, they should all be, in theory, down below in our panels. So
and one link would go elsewhere and you find more links.
Yes.
Keep spawning.
Yeah, exactly. But that's effectively what we do. But what also we do different to everybody else is all of our Twitch revenue goes to charity. This year is a charity called SUDEP Action, which is for sudden and unexpected deaths in epilepsy. A great charity. If you do !charity in the chat, you will get a little bit about the charity themselves. I'm hoping that you will. I did set up the chat, the old, what's it called? Commands, that's the one. There we go, there it is. And there you go, it gives you a link to our charity page, to our website, which will give you a little bit more information about them, as well as a link to their website. So please, if you know anyone that's got epilepsy, check them out. We're not expecting anything, donations, bits, subs, all of that, but everything that does come through the doors on the Twitch streams goes straight to those once we get payouts. Add to that, we will be doing our charity stream weekend again, whether or not it's going to be amazing. Whether it's going to be one whole weekend or a couple of long days throughout the year, we're not sure, but we need to wait until the weather gets a bit nicer than it currently is. So without
power cuts today,
two power cuts. Damn, I've luckily had no power cuts. So we're recording this on the 9th of February, which is when Storm Ciara.
Is that the name? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what the name is.
Yeah, Storm Ciara, I think it is, has hit the ground in the UK everywhere. But as it's the welcome section, let's welcome Cal into the fold, shall we?
Cal,
tell us about yourself. Go on, give us a quick 30-second rundown of you and your gaming history.
Oh, you've put me under pressure now.
I have.
Yeah, from South Wales, near Cardiff. Been gaming since I was like 5 years old, pretty much. I think the Nintendo was my first console. Just been gaming ever since, you know, PlayStations, Xboxes, PCs, Nintendo Switches. I've played them all already. So, just a massive gamer and just love being part of Thumb Culture. It's really good.
Oh, look, he throws that in there at the end. Oh, you smooth talker. Is there a game coming out that you want or something? Is that what it is?
Always.
Before, because we wanted to play it, but...
Unfortunately, they did only offer it on PS4. In fairness, though, I did go straight to Cal was my first option.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
You know, and he said no. So you snooze, you lose.
My bad.
It's all good. But so that's effectively the welcome section of the whole thing. So let's move on to the news. Are we on the news next? Is that usually what comes next? It is. Yeah.
I don't know. Where is this graphic?
It really just needs that, doesn't it? I did want it, when I was first designing those graphics on the screen, I did want it to like fly in and slam into the screen and like crack the screen. I'm not gonna lie, I couldn't be bothered to do it.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
It was just too much effort. See, this is what you need to learn.
I know.
All these little graphic skills, you know. Whew. But let's go news. Come on.
Yeah, what have you got for us? We've got a couple of bits and pieces, but the three we're going with today is, have you seen the NVIDIA GeForce Now doing this streaming service? Have you seen that previously?
I have. I got accepted into the beta for it. I never used it.
I used it a few times.
I never used it because my PC is better than what they can provide you.
Yeah, I use it in work, to be honest. Just because why not? It's essentially a virtual computer that can play games.
Which... Like NVIDIA's version of Shadow, isn't it? That kind of thing.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that is it. And and they announced it's finally out of beta, which I thought they actually scrapped it, because I only had no news for ages about it. But yeah, it's finally out of beta, and it's $5 a month for the virtual PC to run most games.
Is that similar to Google Stadia, whatever it's called?
See, it's the effective... like competition, they're basically saying it's the Google Stadia beta. I got an email through about this GeForce Now the other day, and there's a free option as well.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't see a free option.
I believe there is a free option, but it's limited to like an hour, something like that. Let me quickly, whilst we are talking. Let me see if I can find the email.
Whilst offering unlimited 1 hour free trials that don't even require a credit card.
Yes.
It's just a trial. So is that one hour?
So it is literally just like an hour trial.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, I don't know. I'm on the fence of this kind of technology. I guess it's cool if you can't afford a big rig, but then you need good internet to play it.
Yeah.
If it's anything like the Shadow system, they recommend that you need at least like a 10 or 15 meg upload speed.
Right. So yeah, and that's, I mean, if you're affording good internet like that, you probably got a decent system somewhere, probably.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it comes in handy. Like for example, Dan on the team, not Stu. he has just signed up for the Shadow Box, purely because he can't afford to get a build a PC, and he wants to get a PC. So if you want that immediate access into PC gaming, then it is a good system. However, like you say, if you can afford to build a decent enough PC, you know, I mean, in fairness though, what did you say, it was $5 a month?
It is only $5 a month.
I mean, that's cheap as chips.
I think it's about £4 over here, I believe it's going to be at the moment.
And isn't there an extra cost if you want a RTX graphics card built onto your thing as well?
I believe so, yeah. This is like the base one. They haven't actually given me a tier option. Let me go to their website. I can't even find it. Jeez.
Yeah, I can't find the email on there, but I'm just kind of going off of memory.
I guess if you want an RTX off, I mean, I know you got a card, it costs you a nice penny, so as much as buying a PC, almost. But it's cool. I think you're right there. If somebody can't quite afford to maybe buy a decent rig, and they need to play games, they got games, and they got like a laptop that can go online, you got decent internet.
Yeah.
There's a gap, I guess. I guess it bridges a gap for now, like a temporary solution, perhaps.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a great system. Obviously, if you're buying a Shadow Box, you've got a physical machine at home that connects to the Shadow network. The GeForce Now requires, like, you can get the Shadow system that's like this, but... This requires you to already have...
Which is essentially that Shadow Box.
Yeah.
So I just hook it up straight away if I wanted to. But then that's like £170 for the NVIDIA Shield. So, yeah, it's interesting.
I was just about to say, sorry. If you think about like how much you would have to spend, say you would have to buy... I mean, how much is a decent PC that you could build these days? Say like £700-£800 for like something.
Something
that's going to play, you know, let's go Modern Warfare, low level. You could probably get £750-£800. You could probably build a machine for that much.
Yeah.
To allow you to play it on low. If you're paying $5 a month, what's that for a year? $60?
That's barely a game these days.
You know, and you could probably sign up and pay for a year in advance, and they might offer you some discount.
Yeah.
Do you think you've got to be paying? You've got to be spending. You know, that's like if say $50 a month or say £50 a month, you know, $60, £50, you know, you're looking at gaming for a good old, like, almost 15 years on is what is potentially a...
Oh, there we go. As I just look at it, there's a founder plan at the moment. So you could pay $5 a month for RTX on as well. But if you sign up for a year in advance, you get 3 months free.
There you go.
For $60. So there we go.
Well, no, because that wouldn't be $60, would it?
$60 a year plus 3 months if you sign up for a year.
And you get 3 months after that.
And you get 3 months as well.
So you
well,
effectively get 15 months for $60.
15 months for $60, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's too bad a deal. Obviously, it's running on the prerequisite that you've already got a PC that you can use to connect to the system.
They are just looking at this. They recommend a 30 megabit connection for 1080p 60 frames a second streaming on it.
Not bad, really. 30 meg. Bad, yeah. I mean, you name anybody. I mean, I don't know anyone that's got less than 30 meg.
I'm on 80.
All right.
I've got just over 30.
There you go.
So, but yeah, it is over 30.
I feel like I might have to reach out to the GeForce people and see if I can get us some trial codes just to see how that system actually works. Compare it to our Shadow review that we did.
That's very true. Yeah, we do have a Shadow review up, don't we?
There is a Shadow review, but this is GeForce. But no, that's I like the system. I like the idea of the system. There he is, Liam. How you doing, buddy? We are talking GeForce now. If you want to chime in with your thoughts,
it's interesting. I beat it this. I swear about it at least 2 years ago. So
I definitely went on this. Mine wouldn't work. Oh dear, sucks. Taking GeForce, right, there we go. I accidentally put it in my deleted items.
Okay.
My bad. I've kept an email about the Tubbs cosplaying ducks, but I got rid of an email about GeForce Now.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Right. So, I think that's news piece going.
Next news is a bit of a weird one. Paranoia Happiness, a new RPG that is coming out. What is supposed to come out?
I think it's out, isn't it? Because we got a review on the website.
So it was out exclusively on Epic, and it's now magically disappeared from the Epic store.
That is really weird, isn't it?
It's literally gone. So it came out on the 5th of December after some delays, and then. Yeah, a few days ago, it just disappeared off the store. Apparently, you can get keys from Humble Bundle, stuff like that. So you can still buy it and redeem it on Epic Store Games Store. But you can't go to Epic Store.
You can still play it, but not from Epic Store.
Yes, you can play it.
Well, it was a timed exclusive, I think, on the Epic Store, because it is available on the Steam Store, but it's not released until 2020.
Yeah, so they just disappeared overnight. So that's a bit of a strange one. Is that a foreshadow to what Epic is? Are people stopping doing the exclusive to Epic Game Stores?
Don't know.
A blip.
Page not found. 404. Oof.
That's really weird.
I'm just having a quick like little scroll through their Twitter.
It's like they've fallen out or something.
Yeah, it does seem like that if you read.
They haven't tweeted since December the 20th.
Okay,
that don't sound good, does it?
No. It's really weird, though, that the fact that they would just disappear from Epic's website.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird. So I don't know if they've either fallen out, the publisher, or anything's gone down, or we just don't know. So that's a bit of a weird one. See what's going on.
I would say we'll reach out to them for comment, but. I'm not going.
Good luck.
Oh, that's it, isn't it?
And any other, I guess the biggest news of the week, I guess, is Dan Hauser, the VP and I believe the co-founder of Rockstar Games, has left the company, which is interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, he founded it in 1998. So yeah, that's weird.
That's really big news, isn't it? Because he's like, didn't he co-write GTA and Red Dead and that type of thing?
Massive, obviously. And yeah, he's just left, up and left. Not much to it other than he's gone. Somebody else taking over on Rockstar's side? I guess we don't know. Maybe he's just giving up on games. I don't know. You don't know.
It's a very strange situation when people leave like that. When it's not like understood why they're leaving. Because you're almost looking at that and thinking, well, why did he leave? Has he been given a better offer for somewhere else?
Yeah.
Like recently there was a guy that left the Gears. Is it called Gears of War? The Microsoft one. Is it Gears of War? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, Gears of War.
There's a guy that left the Gears. Yeah, it's just Gears now. That's what's throwing me. Yeah. they left the Gears team to go and work on another Blizzard team. Oh my god.
I can't remember who it was.
It's basically one of the lead directors at the Gears team went to work on a different thing. I will find it. But you know, those kind of ones, Rod Ferguson, there we go, that's the guy. Thank you very much, yeah. Liam, in the chat. But he went on to something else, which you can kind of understand when people do that. When people go and move on to something else, you're a bit like, yeah, okay. But at the same time, why would you just leave the company?
Yeah.
What's come out is, it seems like it's like a personal thing, or like, I don't want to sound horrible, I think, but it could be, I don't know, he might need time off for himself for whatever reason, health or illness or, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it could be something like that. Because like you said, if someone leaves, they usually say, oh, they're going on to another company to do this and that, but it just says an extended break.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound great, but maybe he just wants time off. Like,
yeah.
Like if he found it in 1998, maybe he's just absolutely knackered all these years.
Since then, day in, day out. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. There you go. And that's the news for the week.
That's it. So it's been a random one again for the news. Apart from the people leaving, oh, by the way, it was that guy was leaving to join the Diablo team.
That's
from Gears.
Yes. Oh, Stu should have known that. You're a massive Diablo fan, aren't you?
I know, I forgot all about that, to be honest. Yeah, I am looking forward to Diablo 4, to be fair.
But yeah, so yeah, it's been another strange week in the old news side of things. It's it doesn't seem to be any big news at the moment, which is good because it allows us to cover slightly smaller news. I think he's running out of batteries.
Oh no!
He can't hear us now. Yeah, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him what we just said. Don't tell him.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I've been charging these headsets up all day, and I just had the beep. It was going low.
Typical, isn't it?
I have been using all day to play games, mine. So,
well, there you go. There you go. But no, I was just saying then, Stu, that it's been another strange week. There's been like no big news.
Yeah, it's been weird. It's like you get all the news would be little tidbits of like specific games or little tiny things, but nothing like this is gaming news kind of thing, is it?
Yeah.
It's been a strange one. It's actually been a strange year, actually, so far.
So far, it has been. But you know what that means, don't you? That like there is some massive news just around the corner.
I think everybody's saving up for the next gen consoles, to be honest.
Wow. Good luck to him. Good luck to him. That's all I can say. Hey, Stu.
Good luck.
Console peasants, eh?
I know. We're on about new console. We just PC all the time.
Yeah. By the way, I'm getting a PS5.
I'm sure you are.
No, but right, so let's move on to the next segment of this world record breaking knot podcast. And it's the review section. So this week, I have started a new job, as well as not being particularly well, which has meant I have had to leave my cohorts in command of the ship. So do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let Stu tell us what reviews went live this week.
I have no idea. No. So this...
Mister doesn't check Facebook.
I don't check Facebook. So this week we actually had Zombie Army 4 review come out on PS4, actually. Which is a game that myself and Callum are looking forward to because we are big Sniper Elite 4 fans and we just completed Strange Brigade. Do I give away the score or do I get people to go check out our review on the website?
Oh, of course, they've got to go and check it out.
I'm not spoiling it, but it is a good review. I may disagree with things, but I also agree with things. But I guess we haven't played the game yet, so perhaps he's exactly right. But yes, we're Zombie Army 4 review. And actually, do you know what? There's a review by Callum out this week.
No.
Speedrunners on the Switch.
Here we managed to drag him away from this Football
is a game
Manager.
Yeah.
This is a game me and Cal has played quite a few times on our games night, and it is a very fun game. We played on Steam, and yeah, it's a very positive review, shall we say. But definitely hell check that out as another game. And the other review is called Coffee Talk, spilling the tea on it. I have no idea what this Coffee Talk game is about.
It's
on
effectively,
Xbox.
Yeah, effectively, it's like a conversational game where you work as a barista in a coffee shop and get different customers come in and you have to make their coffee and, like, you know, small talk and all that kind of thing. It sounds like it's got a very, very good concept, but unfortunately it wasn't actualized very well.
Were they going down the route of Papers, Please, perhaps?
Possibly.
You know, that kind of thing. I don't know. Check out the review and that's see it. And find out for yourselves. I don't actually know what reviews are coming up this week. I have no idea.
So, from memory, we have hopefully a review for Help Me Doctor, which sounds quite interesting on the Switch. Yeah. There's a few reviews coming out on the Switch this week. Let me just load up the Trello. If people out there don't know what Trello is, you should really look it up. It's a great way to arrange all of your stuff, basically.
Yes.
So we've got a Switch review for... Oh, no, sorry. PS4 review, I think it is, for Dark Crystal. Unfortunately. I've had a little sneak peek into the score of that, and it's not looking great. We're going to have Clumsy Rush review get published. We're going to have the Turing Test review get published as
good
well
test.
This week.
Really, really good.
Also Bug Academy. So we've got a few small indie titles coming this week. There might also be a couple of other reviews there. I need to chase this one, which is for Rugby 20. We'll get that review out hopefully this week.
Just type the Six Nations and
it's on now, isn't it? It's on the break. Is it on the break now?
I have no idea. I don't follow rugby, but yeah, don't they play it for 2 weeks and then they have a week off?
Yeah, something like
2 weeks or something like that. Yeah.
I'm hoping we can get a review out for Not For Broadcast, Warcraft 3 potentially.
I've seen stuff for Warcraft 3.
Yeah, well, that's it.
That's a review.
And I'm hoping for to get out a review for called Not Tonight.
Not Tonight?
Yes, Not Tonight on the Switch. So I'm going to be working towards getting that review finished from myself as well.
Nice.
A lot of fantastic content coming.
Yeah, as well as some more YouTube-y, video-y type things.
Two drop this week. Discord.
Crazy. The YouTube is alive.
Ooh. Little plug there. Yeah, quite interested. I recorded another one today, which I'm going to sort out. Maybe be in one coming this week, another 30 minutes with.
I was going to say, do we need to get to know which game? But obviously, you're about to say, I'm not going to tell you what game it was.
I'm not going to tell you. You have to wait till we drop the tweet and you can see for yourself.
It's just cheeky. If you want to find us, if you want to follow us on the tweets, @thumb_culture on Twitter. You won't regret it. I mean, there's a lot of useful information that gets posted to the Twitter.
Loads.
You know, there's also a lot of rubbish that gets posted to the Twitter, mostly by me. And if you can correct the Stu's spelling errors on the tweets, you know, that would be great as well.
Perhaps we should have a point system of how many times I do spelling errors and see who wins every week.
Every week? Jeez.
Yeah. You know, you've seen my tweets.
Oh, I've seen your tweets.
It is a thing you need to check every week.
So yeah, so if somebody's out there that wants to be a dedicated spelling and punctuation coach for old Stewpot over on the other side of the screen, feel free to get in touch. StewNightingale@thumbculture.co.uk. Right. I think it's time.
It's time.
Ooh. Time. It's time for the main event. Like live in the chat. How you doing, buddy? You have joined just in time for the main event. And today, I haven't got a drum roll, so I'm unfortunately going to tap on my microphone. You two can't hear it because it's a different microphone.
No, I was like,
the suspense.
You were sat there just like, I can't hear anything. What are you tapping on? We're talking about virtual reality.
Yes.
Which I have a very, very big soft spot for virtual reality. Stu gets motion sickness. So virtual reality is probably not the place for him.
I'm in the same boat.
Oh no, another motion sickness person.
It's a weird one.
Big time.
Oh no. Well, I have recently been playing through, and this is another review that's hopefully going to come out either this week or next week. It's for The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners VR game.
And this looks really good.
Oh, I have to say, it is amazing, absolutely phenomenal. Liam in the chat is saying, I'll start with Beat Saber, it's taking over my life. Do you know what, that is one game I haven't played yet in VR. I've not
played and I've not gone sick at, so I'd
there you
say
go.
It's actually kind of cool, really fun. I played in the Arcade Club.
Oh, there you go.
They got a nice VR little room set up there, and there's a few different games, including, is it Dirt Rally? Can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, it was Dirt Rally on there.
I got a full, that's where I got travel sick on, because I got a full wheel and everything going there. And I was like, mate, I have to take this off. I'm going to throw up. I get car sick by driving the VR game. It's so bizarre. So bizarre.
It is amazing. The Arcade Club in Bury have actually just opened the first floor.
Okay.
So they've just opened a new section.
Oh.
So, you know, when you boys come up,
I know we are arranging dates and I want to come back up, because it was the most fun I've had all day. It is the best
all day.
It was all day
day after was way better, but all day was the most fun.
Exactly. And they sell gluten-free pizza. Oh, heaven.
I never want to go there again.
Thinnest pizza ever.
Actually,
that's why it's gluten-free. It's gluten-free because there's actually no base on it. It's just cheese.
That's fine. Cheese and meat.
Yeah, cheese and meat. So Prophet Roll said he loved watching Lone Echo on VR. Like Live, can't bring himself to buy another headset. He had the original Oculus Dev Kit 1 and 2 that he messed around with, but can't justify the cost anymore. That's true. It is expensive.
It's a big thing. Yeah.
I think if you've got a PlayStation, the PSVR is an amazing headset.
How much is that now? Is this?
It's like £180. Something stupid.
Just under 300. So,
and haven't they minimalized it as well? So it's like literally one cable, isn't it?
Oh no, it's still like about a million cables.
Oh really?
Yeah, they released a second version of it, but yeah, it still needs the processor box, because that's the thing that powers it all. So PSVR, you can buy pre-owned for $109.99.
And this is where I was going to discuss about the cost. Like that is, that's a easy cost kind of thing for you to justify to buy. I think that's a nice price.
Yeah.
You got the gun of you for you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. this little controller, is amazing. It's phenomenal. When you come up, Stu, I'll get you shooting little spiders and stuff.
But oh. I guess that's like obviously with PC, what they're just a little bit over 300 for the
Rift S and the Quest are both £400.
See, yeah. That's really expensive still, I feel.
It is expensive, and don't get me wrong, you need to have a really decent PC to be able to run it properly, with no hiccups. But the PC VR is so much better than the PS VR.
Oh yeah, it's going to be, I guess, because of the processing power you've got behind it.
Which one is the best one?
The best one is the Vive.
Yeah, Vive is.
But you also pay the cost for the best one.
Yeah.
I think the Vive's lowest option is like $450, something like that.
That's what the software is, isn't it?
Yeah, so there you go. Like has basically said, he can't bring himself to do it. He's sold his PlayStation. He's basically saying you'd have to get the Vive next. And then Liam the Shanimal has said, paid $350 for his Rift S before Christmas. Really glad he took the jump.
It's not bad price, is it? $350.
It's not, and I can see what you're thinking. You're still thinking it's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
But for the experiences that you get whilst playing in VR,
yeah,
is just phenomenal. Like there's the Star Wars Vader stories, the Vader Chronicles.
Yeah, that's what's really good. That is.
Well, I've got the first one, but I've actually not played it yet. And I've got the Climb. Have you seen the Climb by CryEngine?
Haven't. No.
Crytek. Yeah. Basically, it is a mountain climbing game.
Oh my god.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. I'd be shit in my pants doing that.
That's it. Liam in the chat said the worst thing about VR is the games are crazy expensive. Now that's true. The games don't tend to go down in price a massive amount. But I have found that the sales that they do on like the Oculus store or the Steam store, when they do a big sale, you know, like the Christmas sale or the Easter sale that they do, a lot of the games do go down in price quite a lot.
Yeah.
And obviously we all know how frequently Steam do sales.
Every month, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I'm sure they've got a Valentine's Day sale coming up.
Oh yeah, guaranteed. I played the PSVR, PlayStation VR, 3-4 years ago, and it made me feel so sick. I was so ropey, I was sweating, I was shaking, and obviously since then, I just haven't used it at all. So I'm worried that if, obviously that, like you said, £350 for a Rift S, you know, I wouldn't be able to buy that now, because unless I played someone else's, unless one of you guys, I played one of yours or something like that, I'd have to give it another go. But yeah, it wasn't a great experience.
I think that's the massive downside with VR. I think if you have one experience that's really, really bad, it can really, really affect you going forward. I've got a friend, my friend Mark, has played the PSVR and he's played loads of games. But basically he said that he was playing Resident Evil 7 in VR and it he shit his pants. He basically says that. But every time now that he puts his PSVR on, he can smell like this musky smell that was like the smell that he could smell when he was playing it before. So because it is such a visceral experience and such an immersive experience, he has that trigger where it just like triggers some awful experience for him. It's just crazy how VR can do that. And let's see. So Like Live in the chat said one that was epically good, even on dev kits, was Subnautica. You know what? I've got that downloaded and installed. I need to play it in VR.
Yeah,
that's going to be amazing.
You know,
that's such a good game.
Do you know, I've been reluctant to start it purely because I just know that I'm just going to get sucked in.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Liam Shanimal in the chat. Blood and Truth is probably the best VR experience I've had on the PSVR. I'm not sure if you played it. Yeah, I've played Blood and Truth. I was working away in my old job for a little while, took my PSVR with me. I had Blood and Truth and was playing it in a hotel room. I'm not afraid to say, in my pants.
Are we all just in our pants?
Well, always on the inside. That's the thing I think with VR is you need to stay cool. As soon as your body temperature starts going up, that's when the sickness.
Something I need fans on me all the time.
You need to be like playing in a freezer.
In a freezer, yeah.
Fun.
but it's true. I mean, the motion sickness side of things, it can be counteracted, and you can get rid of that VR sickness. It's
trying to trick your brain that, look, you aren't actually moving. It is okay, but
yeah. But it's that thing though. It's the unnatural movements that people make when they're in VR. Like if you're like when you were playing on the dirt rally kit, you're driving but your body's not moving.
Yeah,
that's what threw you off. Whereas if you're playing like a walk around game, it's when you start doing all of that kind of stuff while still walking forward.
Yeah,
that's when your brain really starts to like think, no. You know, and it's great when if you can get over that whole sickness thing, and you can, you know, people recommend that you drink like ginger ale or something as well, because ginger is very good for motion sickness.
Oh, I've tried everything under the sun.
Have you tried ginger ale?
I'm not a fan of ginger.
Have you tried it though?
I haven't tried it, so maybe...
There you go, so you haven't tried everything under the sun. You've literally just lied to all of our viewers.
I don't like ginger, though.
I know, but, you know, these things, sometimes...
Mix it with whiskey.
There you go, mix it with whiskey. Get absolutely smashed. You know?
I just go to sleep.
Yeah. But also, it's when you first start getting that motion sickness, like nausea, VR nausea, it's stopping playing then. Basically, it's like a really, really vicious like drop. Straight. So you're like getting a little bit of motion, a little bit sick, a little bit sick, a little bit sick, a little bit sick, dead for days.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Because it can be really, like you said, Cal, you felt absolutely rough afterwards. And it can really, really stay with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I was sweating. I was shaking, yeah. And I literally played it for like 15 minutes. I had to finish. I think I had half an hour of a period to play it. I had to give up halfway through, and I was like, oh, I can't play anymore. And he's like, what? You got more time? I was like, no, I feel sick. I can't handle it.
You're like, I'm literally just gonna hurl everywhere if I carry on.
Yeah, pretty much. I need to give it another go, like you said. I need to give it more of a go, and then, yeah, maybe one day buy it.
It's also playing the best games as well. Sorry, Stu, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Elite Dangerous in VR is supposed to be really cool.
Which game?
Elite Dangerous?
Oh, yeah. I can imagine that's a proper vomit comet, though.
One of the boys has got it, but he had to buy, like, a thrust, you know, like the thrust of the joystick, because it's really hard to do keyboard and mouse in VR. And you can't really play Elite Dangerous very well on a control pad. So he literally bought a whole set. You got the VR, you got the Vive. He's spent nearly £1,000. He played an hour on Elite Dangerous.
Excellent.
It was supposed to be amazing. I was
gonna say the best hour of his life.
Yeah. But apparently that's pretty cool. You're in a spaceship and you can look around in space everywhere. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Like Live in the chat has just posted, a friend of mine had an external program he linked to Subnautica that was hooked up to his smart aircon unit in his room, so when he played Subnautica in VR and you changed depths, the room got colder or warmer to match the game. Wow.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
That's immersion right there.
Yeah.
Please tell me he also wore a skin tight wetsuit whilst he was playing as well.
And in the pool.
Oh no, I'm not worried about the water. I mean, all the electrics. Jeez. But the best experience I think I've had in VR so far, aside from the Walking Dead game, was on Star Wars Battlefront 2, I think it was, on the PS4. There was a VR, X-Wing VR story that you could download for free.
Right.
And when you first load it up, you load up into this room and you hear like the... and you turn around and there's like an AT-AT like right there. And you're just like, holy shitballs, that thing is huge. But then you go into like the next bit and you just go into this room and there's like an X-Wing right in front of you. And you're just like, man, my like the 12-year-old version of me would be like properly squealing right now. And you're just like, oh my God. But then you get into it and you start flying it around. You've got to do all these missions, like, you know, looking around whilst flying around and stuff. Yeah. And it's just phenomenal. It's
that only come out on PlayStation then?
I believe so. I believe so.
That's naughty.
It is. But it's okay, Stu, because, you know, if you come up, I'll specifically download it for you. If you promise not to throw up all over my desk.
We'll try that ginger ale.
Yeah, but you don't like ginger.
No, I don't, but I just neck it. I just
down it. Hold your nose like
just
that.
Just drink it.
But yeah, there are so many good games that you can get for the VR. Don't get me wrong, there are some absolute twaddle as well.
A lot of them seem to be a lot of like demo kind of games.
Yeah, like, that show off the tech kind of thing.
Yeah. Because it always seems to be a bit of a catch-22 for a lot of these devs. They don't want to make the game because not a lot of people have VR.
Yeah.
But then not a lot of people picking up VR because it's expensive. And not picking up because there's not a lot of many games.
Yeah.
So somebody needs to break somewhere, if you know what I mean, in order for it to push it to the masses, I guess.
Well, it could be with Walking Dead.
Well, this is it. I mean, if you bridge the gap. I mean, that game is amazing, honestly. Like, so when you're playing the game, you can see your arms in the game. You can't see like your body and your legs because that would just be properly weird. But so you have like your knife or your shiv and stuff, and literally you have it in like a side pocket. So you just reach down, grab it, and you've got like this knife in your hand. And then you press another button and it like flips it, so it's like that way or that way, kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's the visceral motion of like running up to a zombie and jamming it in their head, but then it gets stuck in their head, so you have to use your other hand, like your other controller, to grab the head to like yank it out.
Right. Okay. So
and as you do that, your arms start getting like covered in blood and all sorts. Even down to the point I when I was playing through it, you unlock Lucille quite early on, the baseball bat.
Right. Yeah.
And I was playing it on one level, and basically what they say is that when your alarm goes off on your phone, you need to get out of there because that's when like hordes are coming through.
Right.
So the alarm went off on my phone. I was like, shit, what am I going to do? So I tried to like get past this thing, and then I saw these zombies coming down this alleyway, and I thought, well, I need to get down that alleyway. So I just kind of hid behind a dumpster kind of thing when all these zombies were walking past. But I forgot to turn off my torch that was on like your chest here.
Oh no.
So basically you reach to your chest and you pull off a torch and you can switch it off and stuff. This zombie spotted me. The music changes and you're like, right, this is it. You reach over your shoulder, which is where like your two-handed big weapon is. You reach over your shoulder, press the button, come back down. You got Lucille in one hand, and then you put your other hand up to it and you grab it with the other hand. And I was just like, no. Like literally like swinging for the houses. I still got killed.
Yeah.
But it like, oh man. Oh yeah, I'm not going out without a fight.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there like missions to the game or is it just like a, yeah?
Yeah, oh, it's so a full on story.
Is it a new story in the Walking Dead world?
Yeah, it's based in New Orleans.
Right, okay.
So if you imagine like all the floods and stuff that are in New Orleans and what have you, it's kind of along there. And it's basically just a story of like you basically trying to find out this little I'm trying to say it without giving too much away. You're effectively investigating a area for clues to try and uncover what is going on in the area.
Right, okay.
I mean, that's as close or as vague as I can be. But yeah, it's all like cell shaded as well. So if you've ever played like the Telltale Walking Dead games,
I was gonna say something like the Telltale.
That's you're cool. effectively playing, games. But you're effectively playing in that kind of graphics, which to me just adds a whole other level of like immersion. But you know, you can get guns
like
and stuff.
Almost like in a comic book at that point.
Yeah. The best one is I've got a shotgun as well. So when you like get your shotgun out and you've run out of bullets, it like pops open like a, you know, like a double barrel shotgun goes.
Yeah.
It goes.
Yeah.
So then you reach down into your pouch pocket, which is like by your crotch. Pull out your shotgun shells, put them in, then click, and then like. But trying to do that while zombies are still coming at you.
Yeah, no.
You get this proper
panic.
It must
be terrifying. It must be so scared.
It is quite scary. I got eaten in the dark once. That wasn't much fun because obviously I'm wearing this headset as well.
Yeah.
So obviously you've got all the sounds and stuff. But yeah, phenomenal game. I mean, you know, I recommend anyone pick it up, and I'm not even released a review yet.
How much is it? Is it expensive?
I don't know, because I was lucky enough to get a code for it. So it's one of those where I can't now go onto Steam and see how much it is.
Okay.
Liam in the chat, whilst we're looking for that, has said, someone has modded GTA 5 to be played in VR. Wow. That must absolutely cane a PC.
Yeah, just GTA by itself, it takes a lot of... resource. Even on a good machine, it takes a lot of resource.
Yeah.
So VR, your machine's on fire after it. Probably.
Yeah, yeah. I have to admit, I did see that Mike from Virtual Reality Oasis had released a video on YouTube of playing that in VR, and I haven't got around to watching it yet. But I would imagine that is both super, super fun, as well as a proper vomit comet beyond belief.
Yeah.
I mean, just the sheer amount of $29.99 for TWD on the Oculus store. It's also on the Steam store as well.
Yeah, just looking now, $30.99 for the standard edition.
Yeah, so an extra pound. I was fortunate enough to get like the special edition version.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Perks of the jobs. But yeah, can you imagine playing GTA 5 though, and having like going in the jets and stuff? And there's so many a variance of vehicles.
Yeah, I'm just trying to imagine it. That'd be a bit of a roller coaster. To be honest.
Do you know which game I both want to but don't want to play in VR?
What?
Alien Isolation.
What a game!
Either came out in VR or did somebody do a mod?
Someone modded it. Yeah.
Apparently that's supposed to be quite.
Have you never played it?
It's very.
I was going to say, yeah, it's not quite. It's very.
I was so scared playing it. It's unbelievable.
I was being kind.
Don't be kind. Honestly, that game will make you shit your pants.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty interesting.
You know what it is? I think it's the suspense. That's what that game does really, really well. Like, you know you're coming up against the alien at some point. You know that the xenomorph is going to come out.
Come in there.
But you just never know. And the best thing is about it is you don't really have any weapons against it.
Yeah, it's almost like not an investigation, isn't it? It's just like you're looking...
Yeah, you're looking for your mum, aren't you? I think is the story.
Right.
You're on there as Ellen Ripley's something or other, or someone's...
Daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that game is just phenomenal.
It's just 3-4 months ago came out on the Switch as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to pay that on the bus though, would you?
No way.
You know what I mean? Like playing Alien Isolation on the bus and you just sat there and all of a sudden you like jump up and scream. People start looking at you like you're a weirdo. I mean, obviously, you guys get that all the time living in South Wales, but...
Exactly. No, actually, everybody is, so you actually feel kind of normal.
Well, yeah.
I was on the bus for the first time on Saturday, and I felt normal.
You're on the bus.
I was on the bus for, like, the fifth time I think I've ever been on the bus since living here in 10 years. And, I felt normal.
Nice. I like it. I mean, at least they still allow you on the buses.
Surprise as well, yeah.
Yeah.
It was half hour late as well. I had to catch the next one. It was that late. It was like, great.
Oh, so it was a bus home.
No, going out. It was going out.
So going out or going out?
Out.
Yeah, and then I had to catch a train. So then I missed the train. I had to get the next train. Nightmare. Oh, well.
Shocking. Well, spoiler alert, I'm in Cardiff next weekend.
Ooh, look at that.
Got a little family weekend trip to Cardiff.
Why are you going to Cardiff?
Because it's better than
Cardiff's a lovely city.
Yeah, I do like Cardiff.
I think it's something quite often you just don't see it. So you just like, it's just one of those things, isn't it?
Yeah. But VR though, I mean, like the future of VR, do you guys see anything changing with the future of VR, or do you kind of see it kind of not necessarily stagnating, but just the games improving?
I hope VR comes an essential part of gaming, so you have your VR headset next to your PC or your console. But I have this weird feeling that it might go the way of 3D TVs.
Really?
I do see it like that, because of the expense at the moment. Until somebody comes along with a lot cheaper version that, say, like a price of a keyboard's now like, well, 130, 140 for a gaming keyboard. If you put in the price range of like a gaming keyboard, I think everybody will pick one up. I think if they're still in the 3-4 plus ranges, I don't know. I hope it stays around. I really hope. But I got this weird feeling, it's like it might go the way of 3D TVs, which I don't want ever happening, you know?
Or the Xbox Kinect.
The Kinect.
Oh,
like that,
yeah.
Just went zoom.
So much potential, but because of this whole catch-22 of one of the sides don't break, where the developers make more games for it to entice people to buy more units for it to come down, I don't know. I hope it is here to stay, but I just got this feeling that it might not. Which is sad.
I have to agree with you on certain parts. I think the cost factor is the hardest part of it. What about you, Cal? What do you think about the future of VR?
I pretty much agree with what Stu was just saying then. I think it's going to go downhill, and at some point in the future, just die a death, basically. The price, say it was £100 or £150, I would, even though I've had a bad experience and only played it once, I would be very tempted to pick it up. But for £350 and upwards, for me at the moment, no chance in hell, and I think a lot of people are like that.
I think that's the problem, is the price point. Prophet has said, I feel that movement will take a step in the more mimicking your actions direction, so you're not jumping around with the button press. You can get a lot of locomotion games for the PSVR, which is really good. They are bringing out a lot of games like that. Peripherals.
This is where PSVR is actually maybe beneficial to VR, perhaps, because it's in that price range. You said
9? Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect point.
Yeah.
Oh. Hopefully, perhaps, Sony can help VR push it out to the rest of the other bits as well.
Like you say, though, Stuart, it's a catch-22 where people won't buy VR unless they can try VR. But people can only try VR and if they know somebody with VR, or if they've got like a gaming venue nearby.
Yeah.
Which is the problem, because, you know, until you try VR and you try a few different games, you actually don't know how it's going to affect you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like another example of VR can instill panic attacks if in certain games. So my friend Mark, again, was playing on my PSVR, and I sat him in my gaming chair and my steering wheel and let him play GT Sport. And he was flicking through the cars, and he was like, oh, look, a Mazda MX-5. I've owned one of them. I'll play that car. So there he was, driving around happily, what have you, going around the corners, thinking, oh, mate, this is amazing kind of thing, until he took a corner too fast. And literally, he went to crash, hands came off the steering wheel, almost curled up into the fetal position on the chair, because it was just that realistic.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know, that you know, obviously that's what VR is meant to do. It's meant to immerse you.
Yeah.
You know, it's meant to give you that feels.
Yep.
Personally, my thoughts of VR is I think that it will still carry on. I think with terms of the headsets, I think to keep them at the price points that they are currently at, you can't really do a massive amount to the headsets. They are pretty much now at their optimum. You know, they've got built in cameras now, so you don't need like the little points in the corner of the room that you used to. Which is really good, because it means for me to play my PC VR, I just get the box out, open the box, I've got two cables in the back of the PC, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a lot better, because especially with HTC Vive, you got four cameras in corner of the room, and they're going to be mapped. And
yeah, that's it. PSVR is slightly more long-winded. You need to have two cables coming out of the back of the PS4 into a processor box. Then you have two cables coming out of the processor box to the headset. But then you've got the power cable or the USB cable going from the processor box to the PS4, as well as that processor box needing external power.
So it's almost like they've got added extra power to the PlayStation for the PSVR then, basically, with that box.
Yeah. Yeah, the processor box basically needs fueling so that it can work, whereas the PC VR doesn't need that. But then if you compare the price from getting you can buy a PS4 for £200, you can buy the VR for £200, you're set up.
It's the price of a headset for just PC.
yeah, exactly. Now, don't get me wrong, if you wanted a VR setup and you wanted the PC style, you can get the Quest, which is a phenomenal process. Say that again.
HTC just released one in a similar.
Yeah, they've just released a standalone one as well, but I believe theirs is something like £450-£500.
Yes, I want to say yes. I'm going to go on their website now. No, that's the Pro. Ooh, Pro's a beast.
Yeah, that looks quite nice. Then,
back away from the Pro. Back away from the Pro.
Vive Cosmos?
That's the one, yeah.
You can play Super Hot in VR.
Yep.
That's a really good game.
Have you never played Super Hot in VR?
I've never played Super Hot.
Nope.
Wow. Super Hot VR is probably...
Looks awesome.
One of the most fun experiences you can have in VR.
No way.
I've got it on the PSVR.
Okay.
And it's phenomenal. So, Stu, imagine you're John Wick.
Yep.
But time only moves when you move. So you land in this room. It's all white. You've got red enemies and black things that you can interact with. So you stood there. You land in this area. You assess the room. So you see you've got two enemies. You've got one, two. Both coming at you at different places. You look down on the table. You've got like an ashtray or a bottle or something like that. So what you do is you look down. You pick up the bottle. You throw the bottle at one of the other people. Bearing in mind, time doesn't move unless you're moving. So you can kind of look around and plan what you're going to do. So you throw your bottle over at one guy. He shatters into a million pieces because that's how it works. But this guy's got really up close to you now. Literally, you just like press a button, make a fist, and just go clout. And just like smash straight through that person.
Pressing.
But then add it's in really like good. Guns as well, so you can fire a couple of rounds, go gush, 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 click, like so. This you're now out of bullets, so you go kill one, kill two, kill three, but there's another one coming. You've got no bullets left. What do you do? What do you do in that situation? Come on, Stu, tell me. This is quick fire. You're gonna die. Come on.
Throw a punch.
You throw the gun, man.
All right.
So you just lob the gun at this guy.
Oh. No, I just chucked the gun on the floor and tried to go for a punch. Actually, yeah.
See? But it's so much fun.
And if you don't want to play it or you can't play on VR, it is also on Xbox PC Pass right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in normal 2D.
Yeah.
In normal 2D, 3D. So there we go. Liam in the chat said super hot is great fun. Darbib has asked cult or culture. Well, we like to think of ourselves as a culture. But you know, who knows? Maybe people might blindly follow us one day.
One day.
Welcome in anyway, Darbib. Thank you for coming in. We are recording our TC Talks podcast. We've got roughly about 5 minutes left. Where we're just talking about virtual reality. So if you've got any virtual reality thoughts or sort of ideas or anything like that, you know, let us know in the chat. Let us know if you're still out there. But yeah, all these games, Stu, I'll get you set up and we'll have a virtual reality day.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be good. That'd be good.
And you know, I'll get you even set up in the old steering wheel seat and what have you.
And let me be sick.
Yeah. You'll be fine. I'll make sure there's a fan directly on you. the other headset is the Valve Index.
Yes, this is where people have actually been starting pre-order because of the Half-Life game is coming out, isn't it?
Yeah, Alex. Half-Life Alex.
And apparently, it's quite a big pre-order in from actually.
Yeah,
it's going to be a huge game, isn't it? Yeah, it's so popular, like the Half-Life series, isn't it?
Brand, isn't it? Is that, am I wrong? I could be wrong.
Are you wrong about what?
Price of the Index, isn't it like £1,000?
Oh, the Index is horrendous, but what they've done is they've allowed you to buy the hand controllers, which are really, really good. They basically record like how much grip you're putting onto the controller as well.
Grip, I guess.
£919.
Yeah. That for the full Index.
Yeah. Wow.
Apparently, good that is the VR headset, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that is the one to get. If like money is no object, that's the one
good
to get.
God.
Yeah.
Darbib in the chat has asked, virtual reality like Jamiroquai? My friend, you are mistaking us for virtual insanity.
What a classic song.
That's a class song, isn't it? It really is. That's
keep
the piano
going,
bit,
going.
By the way. Yeah, I could play us out like that. but yeah, the Valve Index is phenomenal. I had the opportunity to play it with the hand controllers at the arcade club in Leeds. And they are... What? Pop.
Leeds. Is it bigger?
No. Yeah. No, the Berry one is the one to go to.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
I can't. Cal.
I'll have to go, yeah.
Going on a road trip end of the month.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it.
Just doing it.
Well, not this month.
This month, next month, every month.
Every month. Once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I mean that is the handset to have, but yeah. They've allowed you to mix and match. So in the Steam VR system, not in the Oculus app, but in like the Steam VR, you can actually mix and match what you've got. So you could actually just buy the hand controllers for the Steam VR for the Index, the Valve Index, and use your headset for like the Rift or the Vive, which I think is really cool.
Cheapest, isn't it at the moment?
Yes.
It? That's pretty cool. You can get like a good quality, but it's decently affordable, I guess, for the Oculus. But then you can have these awesome new controllers to it. That's actually pretty clever of Steam doing, or Valve doing that, to be honest.
Well, that's it. And I've got the Rift S, so I'm not intending on buying any handsets for any other VR systems to try it out. Yeah. Obviously, if there are any game developers or, you know, Valve executives out there listening to this, no, I am open to review samples. Obviously, review samples won't be able to be returned because I will cover them in jam.
Or peanut butter, or both.
Or both, yeah. I mean, everyone knows a PB&J is great whilst in VR.
Yeah.
You know, just like snacking on... Like you've got to come underneath the headset, though, haven't you? You can't come in at the normal angle that you'd like eat at. I don't know how you eat a sandwich, but I eat a sandwich like level.
Yeah, level.
But you've got this headset that's like down to your nose, practically.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, gonk. You know, the top half of the sandwich, like, starts smashing into the headset. So you kind of have to come up and in. You know, or little bite-sized bits, that would probably work. You'd have to cut it into, like, little squares, just like little pop-up.
Fingers, little sandwich fingers.
Yeah, not even fingers, like sandwich squares, like pixels, sandwich pixels.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you get, like, a little sandwich pixel. I don't think I've got anything on my desk that could...
Quarters. We're going for quarters.
Yeah, so, like...
Again.
Like maybe, like, 50p piece sizes, that kind of big, because then you can be like... Pop.
Okay.
Pop. You know? Or fancy another one. Pop. And call them peanut butter and jelly VR bites.
You're making me hungry now.
Oh, sure, Andy. But yeah, that I could catch.
Well, what would you call it? What would you call it?
VR treats?
VR treats. Oh, come on.
That was very good.
I mean, that could be the overall umbrella name, obviously.
All right, fine. Yeah, okay. We'll do that then.
VR treats, peanut butter and jelly style.
Yes, featuring.
Featuring peanut butter and jelly. Cal's like, I'm hungry. I'm a hungry boy now.
I'm hungry. Can I just ask a quick question about VR again?
You want?
What's it like? What's the performance like using a VR? So I'm looking at, Oculus Rift? Yeah, Rift S even.
Yep.
And it says recommended specs is basically the GTX 1060, which is what I've got.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and obviously it says it's recommended, but how good would that be? Is it...
To be fair, it should be okay. It limits... If you play through the Steam VR, I think it's also the same if you play through the Oculus stories. The screen on the Rift S is 80 hertz. So it only runs, obviously, at 80 frames per second. But that's enough for you to not have any motion sickness.
Yeah.
And that's the key. So, I mean, obviously, I can't comment what it would be like playing on a 1060. Because I've got a 2080.
Yeah.
But if they're saying that the 1060 is the minimum or recommended specs for it, I imagine that is what they've tested. As long as obviously all of the other, your PC meets all of the other recommended specs, which generally these days PCs do, I would imagine you would get an absolutely fine experience playing it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thinking, he's thinking.
Well, it's $399, yeah, £400.
Yeah, it is
a
lot.
The more we talk about it, the more I want to play
$599.
Do you know what? I seriously recommend now, and I wish that that I was buying VR now, is the Quest. Now, the Quest, you can connect the Quest to the PC, the Oculus Quest, but you can now buy a PC link cable, which opens up the entire VR library. It's not as graphically like brilliant as the Rift S, because that's obviously running off of your PC hardware and using your PC hardware to run the graphics side of things. But it's still a great experience, and it's standalone. So you just charge it up. It's there's no PC involved. It's slightly heavier, which obviously you would expect, but there's no PC involved in it at all. But you can buy the PC link cable. So the Quest library and the
Oculus Link headset cable. I just looked at this now. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah. So as far from what I understand is the Quest game library is over here, and the Rift library is over here. Now it does have some games that mix and match and come across, and you can buy, you know, you can buy Quest versions and get the Rift S version as well. What the PC link cable does is it allows you to run from the Quest library to the Rift library and be able to play the entire library of games. It doesn't necessarily improve the quality of games, like the visual quality, because that's all referring to the headset. But it does open up the library to allow you to play PC VR games on the Quest.
Okay.
And it's the same price. And I think it's like the 64 gig version is $399.
Yeah, and $128.99.
Yeah. And that is just phenomenal because you can take it to your mate's house without worrying about, you know, without worrying about PCs and stuff like that. There are some people that are playing it, like I've seen videos of people playing it outside in the woods kind of thing. And it works in the same way. And the one thing that really sells it is they've just released finger tracking for it. So when you're in the actual menus and stuff, you can use just your fingers. You don't even have to hold the controllers. You just use your fingers to like pinch and zoom and move things about and stuff, like very Minority Report-y.
That sounds actually pretty cool.
And that, you know, and that is the that is the VR system. I think is great. I've actually tried to look around to see if anybody wants to swap a Rift S full version for a Quest as well.
Nobody wants to.
I think I need to look again to see if people want to swap over and what have you. Because for me, I think whilst it's great having the Rift S and what have you, it's great connecting up to the PC and things like that. I would just love to be able to just like go, do you know what? I just want to play some VR. Bonk, controllers, and away.
Yeah.
Fair play. That does sound really good, actually. Yeah. I didn't even know about
that. Restricted then to the Oculus store.
You aren't, because through the PC link cable,
do whatever
you
then.
Can connect it up to your Steam library.
That is. That sounds good. No, I'm not. I haven't got enough money.
Wait until you move.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've bought a year's supply of ginger ale. So, guys, we've been going now for an hour and a quarter, so I'm going to call it there to allow people to be on their merry way. It is Sunday after all. But today has been another great podcast day. It's been really good having you on as well, Cal. It's good to get the team involved as much as possible.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, and thank you for everyone that's been listening to this. If you've listened to us out in the Spotify, iTunes, Google sphere, podcasting sphere, you know, let us know what you thought on Twitter, thumb_culture. We are always around our messages. We reply to messages. If you are somebody who wants to get involved in the podcast and come on and chat to us, just send us a message. Send us a message. See what you can see what you think next week. Not really sure what we're going to cover next week.
I'll have a think.
Yeah, but I'm sure it'll be another fun-packed episode. I am going to try and remember to send a couple of emails to try and get a special guest on next week. I'm actually going to send the email. I'm going to get it set up on my PC to send it as soon as we come off of the what's this thing called? Podcast. That's the one. You know.
The world we are.
Yeah, where are we? What? Who are you two?
I don't know.
But yeah, I'm hoping that I can get some people on for a very, very interesting chat about a new game that's coming out on Valentine's Day, nonetheless.
Game that's coming out on Valentine's Day? Ooh,
yeah, Stu, without saying the name of the game, it was the game that I played at EGX where I ordered too many brownies.
Yeah, I can't remember there.
Oh, well. I set a table on fire?
What?
Right, okay.
He doesn't remember.
He doesn't, does he? It's quite embarrassing
now. I
don't
remember what I did yesterday.
Anyway, guys.
Playing Red Dead.
Well, yeah,
too
that's
much
it.
Red Dead, that
too
is.
Much, too much drinking whiskey in Red Dead.
Yep.
But yeah. Shine. Thank you both, everyone, for joining. And we'll see you again next week. So it's goodbye from me
and goodbye from me.